1-2 day. Welcome to the 1-2 experience. Hey, hey, hello. Well, this is Tune In with Erica on Monday, the 12th of May. We love the number 12 here on 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listen, the whole 1-2 Academy, 1-2 family. It is a joy to be with you today. And what a day, because not only is it 1-2 day on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen, also we have a full flower moon at 1-2 degrees in Scorpio. So wowza, 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 what a great day to get together with you. I'm just looking in the Facebook chat room and I can see lots of people giving me messages. I'm suspecting that my lovely friend and backup system here in the UK, Jennifer Hart, I'm going to give her a shout out, is telling me that I've made it on air. I'm just going to have a look and see if that's what's going on. Okay, let me have a look. All comments. Let's go in this Facebook chat room. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Kat. I can see Jennifer Hart is in there, who's literally down the road in Cornwall, and Pamela is also with me. So a pleasure to have your company. I will get in there because I can see people asking for readings already. In particular, Kat Garner is saying she has a Scorpio sun. Well, you're enjoying today then, because it is a Scorpio full moon. I have to say the weather here in the UK is being very Scorpio in its own way. We've had unseasonally hot weather. It's been like summer here. I'm hoping that this is not summer and that June's going to be a washout. Cancel, clear, delete. We're looking forward to the sun. But we have had some rain. And today it is very sultry. It's kind of this afternoon. It's getting very broody. It's thinking about having a bit of a thunder. And that kind of feels like part of the energy with a Scorpio full moon, because Scorpio is just such an intense sign. But at the moment, the sun is shining through the window. It's catching all my dream catchers and my crystals. It's making everything sparkle, including, I have to say, the dust, which I am not touching. I've done lots of work outside in the garden today, and I've done lots of, well, I haven't done lots of chopping of wood, but a dear friend has come around and chopped up lots of wood and stored it ready for next winter, because it's all got to season. So all that's been going on. And you know, I know it's an old meme, but I don't like to dust, because from dust we come and from to dust we shall return. So I don't like to dust, in case it's someone I know. That's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. Okay, as I said, I am running this Facebook chat room. If you would like to come and join us, it is very simple. If you're a Facebook person, just put in 1-2 Radio. You'll see it come up as a group. Come on in and join us. If not, you can always go to the website, which is 1-2radio.com. That's the number 12, radio.com. You'll see the menu on the left-hand side. One of the options is to chat. Click it. Come on in and say hello to these lovely people. So I'm just going to tip relevant into all comments. So good morning, I said to Kat, I will do your reading, and to Renee. Good morning to Joni as well. So I will be going in and out of the Facebook chat room to do you readings. I've got two decks with me today. I've got my Angel Tarot deck. It's my two favorite decks. I've got my Angel Tarot deck and my Angel Wisdom deck. Now, if you feel more drawn to one of those decks or the other, and you're asking for a reading in the Facebook chat room, then let me know whether you're feeling very angelic or whether you're feeling that it's kind of a much more intense energy that comes off the Wisdom deck. And Jennifer Hart down the road said she's with me on the dusting. Absolutely. Good morning to I can see also who else just came in the room? I spotted someone coming in the room. I'll catch up with this in a minute and get it all sorted out. But I just wanted to welcome everybody in this Scorpio energy, because it is so intense, Scorpio. But it's a good thing. So a Scorpio full moon. I've been looking up what that means to us, and various opinions from people. And of course, you have got some of the finest astrologers in the world on 1-2 Listen. So if you want to get into the astrology of today, take a look at the 1-2 Listen front page for a reading. because it's 1-2 day, of course, we have let the computer loose and it just does random pricing. So we never know what we're going to get. So if you've got a favorite advisor, go take a look, keep an eagle eye on it, pick a favorable rate and go for it. And of course, getting the lowdown on the astrology as well, you have the boss, the king of all things 1-2, Mark Husson, who follows this show. And I know that he is going to be talking about the energies of this Scorpio full moon. So where am I at it? Well, I think it's about, because Scorpio is intense, it's about diving deep. And I came across someone else doing something, and I thought, what a good idea, I'm going to do that today. I'm going to pull a card for each sign for the Scorpio full moon. But I'm going to start off with two general cards. So I took my angel deck and asked for a card of how can we make the best of this Scorpio full moon? What's going on, this diving deep? To me, it's all about, the diving deep is about authenticity. So if you're feeling with this Scorpio full moon that things are no longer a fit, or maybe you've been feeling a resentment that's really now bubbling to the surface, which is what Scorpio does, it's time to let a grudge go. It really is, because it's that old adage of hanging on to unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It just doesn't work like that. So if you've got something bubbling up, if you've got something stuck in your craw that needs saying, this is the day to choose to clear the air. And you can choose to do it in a very constructive way rather than letting it bubble up and bubble up and bubble up till you just explode and say things in a way that, even if they're your truth, that you wish you hadn't put them quite like that. Well, if you've got that going on in your life, or you see it in someone else, it might be that someone else has got something bubbling up in them. If they explode, we'd rather they didn't. We'd rather they said it in a nice way. But don't take it too personally, because it could just be the energy of today. And just be grateful that actually finally they've spoken up and you can get it sorted out. There's nothing better than getting sorted out. Because, you know, if you're intuitive, you know when something's off, when you wish someone would just spit it out and say. So maybe if you've got that going on in your life, you can actually just broker the conversation and just say, I really feel that there's something that you'd like to say, but perhaps you've been holding back. Why don't we have a talk about it? And maybe over a nice cup of coffee. Nicer way to do it. So I have the card today from my angel deck. And I've got the High Priestess, which comes with Archangel Haniel. Now, Haniel is the Archangel of Love. That's one of her things. Love in the broadest sense. The High Priestess is also very Scorpio, because in another deck I have, the Mythic deck, it's Persephone going down into the underworld for 6 months. This is about diving deep. It's about going inside. It's getting in touch with your intuition. And on this card, it says, consider carefully what you want before acting. Well, that kind of speaks to what I was just saying about having a conversation. If there's something brewing, make sure you know what you want to say. I love that phrase. Mean what you say and say what you mean. I like that. I'm obviously full of memes today. I don't know what's going on with that. I've also got my Angel Wisdom deck on the other hand, on the right hand side of me, and I asked for a card to do with Scorpio, and I've got this very grounded earth card, coins if you like your standard tarot, and I've got the king of earth. It doesn't come any more grounded than him. He is compassionate, he's very accomplished, he's very grounded. He knows how to be successful, and quite often if you get this card, it's the Midas touch, but it's someone who knows how to sort things out. It's the card of a supportive parent or a spouse. It's someone who knows how to have a grounded conversation. So again, I'm getting the message that that's how things ought to be. I can see lots more people, because it's going ping, 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 telling me people are coming into this Facebook chat room. So let me just go and make sure that I have sorted this out and turn all these comments the right way up and sort it out. So I said, good morning to Kat, good morning to Renee, good morning to Joni, good morning to Jean from upstate New York, good morning to Quelly. Okay, let me have a look at these readings. So Kat would like a coast. You're on the East Coast, you say, would appreciate a card for a Scorpio sun. Kat, you haven't mentioned which deck you would like, because I think you put your comment in here before I'd mentioned I'm working on two decks, but I'm very much feeling the Angel Wisdom deck for you. So let me just draw a card for Kat Garner from the Angel Wisdom deck for today. Interesting, the cards are being very sticky. Let me just clear them. So card for Kat, please. Maybe it wants me to use the other deck. We'll soon tell. Oh, no, now it's given me the card. I just had to trust. Now, that's interesting, Kat. What I've got today for you is the transformation card. This is a card that says, if there are things going on in your life that you can't control, quit trying to control them and quit worrying. Just stand out of the way and let it get on with itself, because actually there's nothing you can do about it. It's again the adage, if you can control it and you wish to, well, do something about it. Speak up, as we've been saying. If you've got something stuck in your craw, then say so. But if you can't control it, then just get out the way. Let it go. So I hope that makes sense to you, because I see you have a Scorpio sun. I'm going to work my way down now. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Joni. Scorpio vibes indeed. You were like a card, some insight on what's coming up. You'll know it'd be grand. You would like the wisdom deck. You don't know why, but yes, please. So let me just clear the deck, because I just used it. Always clear your deck between readings. Otherwise, you wonder why you get peculiar readings. So what card does Joni get? Let me just clear the energy from this deck. Ah, there we go. Do you know what? I've put this card now back in three times. You could probably hear me shuffling the deck and putting the card in and clearing it. Three times the same card has come out for you, Joni, as I just got for Kat. It's the transformation card. It comes with Archangel Shamuel. Now, Shamuel, I find, comes in two colours, either a lime green or sometimes pink, or both together sometimes. Shamuel is an angel of love, of higher heart. Shamuel also helps us find what we need. And this card in standard tarot is the Tower, which I know a lot of people don't like because it's a scary card, but it's actually a very useful card because it does speak to change and just say whatever changes are going on can be very positive, but we just have to let happen what is happening. And sometimes we think something will be, especially under a Scorpio moon, we think something will be bad and we're like, oh, crikey, I wish that wasn't happening. And when we just get out of the way and let it happen and let things clear through, actually you get some clarity and you get to see what's really going on without getting involved in the drama, and you can make much better decisions. So I hope that will be helpful to you, Joni. Jean, good morning to you from upstate New York. You would like a card recuperating from your dog getting emergency surgery. Oh my goodness, sending your dog lots and lots of love. And you are also a Scorpio sun. So my goodness, so many Scorpios in here feeling it. So what card? I'm going to go to the other deck. For you, I'm going to go to the Angel deck and just see what we have going on. Okay, so there we go, a card. I don't believe this. In the other deck, completely different deck, I have the same card. In this deck, it's called Awakening. In the other deck, it was called Transformation. It is the same deck. It's the same card. It is getting out of the way, just looking at things, being prepared to look sideways at an event, and not placing, which is very Scorpio, not placing a judgment on it or diving into the depths and thinking, oh, this is awful. Just allow things in this full moon to do whatever they need to do, and sending lots and lots of love and healing thoughts to your little dog, and may all be well soon. So I can see Quelly as well is in there. I'm just going to refresh this Facebook page because I know I saw other people come in with comments and it didn't actually show me what they are. So bear with me while I turn this up the other way and make sure that I've spoken to everybody. So, no, that's got it the wrong way up. This Facebook dance drives me absolutely nuts. I really don't care what they think is relevant. I want the comments as they came in, as you arrived. Okay, I'm now working my way down it. So, good morning to Quelly. Good morning to Laura, who would like a message. Laura, I'm going to go back to the wisdom deck for you and clear it. And what's the message for Laura from the wisdom deck? Okay. For Laura on Scorpio. Whoops, there we go. So interestingly for you, Laura, I get an earth card. It's the one of earth. It's about the beginning of a new financial situation quite often, or some other material situation, a new beginning of how you live. It's about getting very good wise counsel or good fortune. It's an exciting opportunity or making a significant purchase, like well, the big one will be a home, but it could be purchasing a course or a car or something like that. It's that financial beginning. And given that we're in a full moon in Scorpio, this culmination of light, and now it's going to wane. So if you've been working something through, Laura, and I've got this card, I would say you're about to hit a new beginning. So hopefully you will find that helpful. I did say I was going to try and pull a card for every sign for Scorpio, and I'm looking at the clock and thinking I really must get on with that if I'm going to do it. So I'm going to start with Aries. So if you're an Aries, your card for a full moon, and gosh, that flew out of the deck, is the Three of Earth. This is the power of creativity or being recognized for high quality work, and particularly about being a team player. It's about cooperation for you, Aries, in this full moon. So then I'm going to move to Taurus, because we're in Taurus land anyway, and see what Taurus needs to know in the full moon. And again, more earth cards. Well, that's perfect for a Taurus. You've got the Ace of Earth, which is the same card I just had in the other deck about this new beginning, this inflow of abundance, or a promising contract, or something you're signing, something practical that's just beginning and is new. That's Taurus. So let me go to Gemini. Gemini in Scorpio. Again, earth cards. All these earth cards, and yet we're in a deeply feeling water sign. This time you have the Eight of Earth. This is someone who's actually really got down and done the grafting, put the work in. It's about learning. It's about learning everything you possibly can about a situation. So perhaps if you were plotting to have one of those conversations I was talking about earlier, find out all the facts before you have it, Gemini. Cancerians, let's have a look for you in this Scorpio full moon. What do Cancerians need to know in this Scorpio full moon? There we go. Again, earth card. Again, this Ace of Earth, new beginning. It's obviously going to be a theme. Something new material is developing. But the message I'm getting given when I tune into this is new things can only come in if you're prepared to clear space for them to arrive. This is about clutter clearing in whatever way you feel is necessary, spiritual, emotional, practical. Lots of clutter clearing, Cancerians, which you'll like because you're a home bod. Okay, Leos. Leos in the Scorpio full moon. What do I need to tell a Leo? You have a water card, which is interesting because you're all fire and showmanship. And you have a Three of Water, which is about celebrating connection, human connection with other people. It can be weddings and literal celebrations, but it's just in this intensity of a full moon, this is maybe the need to have more fun and not get too wrapped up in the drama, Leo. Okay, Virgo. What does Virgo need to know in a full Scorpio moon? You have the Hanged Man, which comes with Archangel Gabriel, which again speaks to new beginnings. So again, it's speaking to you've got to make space in order to have a new announcement. This card is all about looking at things from a different perspective because you're not going to solve it with the mindset that you already have. So that is the message under the Scorpio full moon for you, Virgo. Libra. What does Libra need to know under a full moon? Okay, there we go. You have a major arcana card, Libra. You have the Empress, again with Archangel Gabriel, because the Empress is always about giving birth to or nurturing new situations, new dreams. So if you're having wild and wonderful dreams tonight, Libra, make a note of them, nurture them, because there could be a message for you in there. So that takes us into Scorpio, a card for Scorpio and a Scorpio full moon. That's shot out. You have the opposite of the Empress. You have the Emperor. The Emperor is Archangel Michael in my deck. He's very masculine. He's very organized. He's the one that wants to take action. He's done the nurturing. He now wants to organize. He wants to put the plans in place. He wants to build that thing. So if you're feeling like you've got to get stuck in and organize and do something, well, you're right on the energy for this full moon. Sagittarius, what is the full moon for you? There we go. Again, an Earth card, but this time a different message from the Earth cards. This is about don't overload yourself. This is about juggling work and play and trying to find that balance and not being too much of one or too much of the other in this Scorpio full moon. This is about holding the balance. If you're not good at multitasking, then step back and see what needs your attention, but don't forget to take some rest. Okay, where was that? Was Sagittarius, Capricorn, who love Earth things. So I'll be seeing if you get an Earth sign. Yes, you do. Obviously, going to be a theme. This is the Page of Earth. This again, it's about good news, especially to do with financial matters. It's about wanting to push yourself, wanting to expand, wanting to do something more challenging, maybe wanting to go back to school or learn a language or something that just fires you up. So that's Capricorn. Aquarius. I'm rattling through because I'm aware of the time. I know I'm going to run out of time. Aquarius, there we go. Again, you have the Hanged Man with Gabriel. Announcements. Looking at things from a different perspective. Don't fret if things seem to be stuck or standing still. Allow them to evolve in their own time. And finally, Pisces. What do you need to know in a full moon? There we go. You have a Six of Earth. This is about balance. It's about cause and action. What you do comes back to you. So make sure that you find the balance in life between how much you put out. The give and take is going to be very, very important for you, Pisces. So hopefully that all makes sense. I am now in the final minutes. The show has shot by. It really has. But I hope you find some of that information helpful. Coming up next, of course, it's Mark Husson who's going to make sense of all this Scorpio energy. And then you've got the Intuition Hour with Kat. At 9, Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love is at 10. Life Journeys with Serena is at 11. And Fresh 55 will be here at noon. So I am almost out of time. I'm about to go over to 1-2 Listen as soon as I can get this show up on demand. So if you want a one-on-one reading with me, I'm going to go and play with the random pricing computer. So it's been an absolute pleasure to have your company today. Thank you for joining me. It seems to have flown by. I hope I've managed to speak to everybody in the chat room. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the power of this full moon. Until we meet again, lots of love. Take care and bye-bye.